B-Pod Studios.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We've been calling it Joe Bro Radio, you guys. We've got your tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers November 20th at the Spectrum Center. You're going to win your tickets at 7:20 this morning, but that's not all.
No, you could be upgraded to get floor seats. And I'm talking about within the first five rows. On top of that, a poster and a lot of other good stuff. So you could be in the running for that as well. Make sure you're listening today, 7:20, for those Jonas Brothers tickets and your chance to be on the floor.
Now, Loren, you're not alone in this. A lot of people have had their identity stolen. You talked about that at the beginning of the week.
Yes. So if you've been following along with the class, I had my identity stolen, and I found out because there were packages being delivered that obviously I didn't buy. I didn't open these credit cards. Whoever ordered them has terrible taste. And that is my defense. So I thought that it was just an isolated incident with these two credit cards, which had been closed, and the company sent me a letter to send to the credit bureaus. Okay, great. Then yesterday I get an email first thing in the morning from Wells Fargo that's like, we declined your card in Edwardsville, Illinois, at Walgreens for the amount of $7.50.
And you weren't there.
No, I was clearly here with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. So now I have to go through the whole thing with Wells Fargo to figure out which of my bank accounts have been compromised.
You got to get different numbers.
Yeah. So they're like, well, you need to close all your accounts and reopen new ones. And I'm like, well, I've been meaning to move over to another bank.
Yeah.
But
don't say anything, but do they have a big tower uptown?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Now that I confirmed that not only are they've been using my social security number and an old phone number and other old addresses to get all this information, but now they have my bank account for some reason. And the card was swiped, which means they made a card.
Oh, they made a dummy card.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, for as savage as you are, you're actually handling this pretty well. Are you just, like, so overwhelmed by everything that's coming in?
Yes.
You're trying to manage it?
Yes.
Because I imagine you would be tearing Wells Fargo a new one, Walgreens a new yeah. one. You'd be calling criminals and just tearing them a new one.
You know that famous Liam Neeson line in Taken? Or no, isn't it? Is it Mel? Give me back my son.
You.
No, give me back my son. Is that? That's Mel Gibson.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's another one. Give me back my card.
But, I mean, here's the thing is I don't even know who to release the wrath on. And that's the problem.
Oh, God. We're due for it, boy.
But you know what's really irritating is when you have your identity stolen, then you have to go through, like, identitytheft.gov and do a bunch of things there. Then you have to let the credit bureaus know that your identity has been compromised. Well, I did the identitytheft.gov, and when I went to go tell one of the three bureaus that, hey, I've been compromised, they ask you all these questions to verify who you are. I can't get verified on who I am. It is easier for somebody to steal my dang identity than it is for me to prove who I am. I got denied yesterday.
And it's you. I like the system's like, nope, it's not Loren.
So they ask you, like, they give you, like, three questions, and it's like, where were you born? And you got to get, like, all three right. And the first one I got right. The second question was, like, which of these four numbers coordinates with your bank account? None of them did. So I did none of them. And that was wrong. Then it asked me what phone number is associated with me. And none of those came up, but my husband's phone number came up, so I clicked that, and that was wrong. So they denied me.
But the guy or girl that stole your identity had no problems.
No.
Got right in. Like, no. You can't prove yourself.
Come on, people. Like, there's got to be an easier way.
Listen, I've had my identity stolen many, many times. You can actually buy it on the dark web, and you can use it whenever you want.
So it's out there.
I've constantly had to deal with that, and it's such a pain. Although, when they do confirm your identity, you then talk to this girl, and she's like the god of credit because she's going through all these things on my credit report, and she goes, does this sound right? And I'm like, nope. She goes, okay, took that off.
And then, like, your credit score goes up?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is the god. That's the queen bee.
That is what I'm most terrified of, because I'm like, my credit is taking such a hit right now.
No, she went through and things like that. I didn't even sound familiar. She's like, what about this? And I'm like, I don't know. She goes, okay, we'll take that off too.
And your credit score is going up and up and up.
Can you take off my car while you're at it?
Hey, let's do this. Let's put a smile on our Lorenz face. But at the same token, talk about what's going on. If you had your credit card stolen or somebody used your information to purchase something, who out there had the strangest purchase? Because somebody got my credit card and bought like 20 TVs in Panama. Okay. And I was like, I can only hope that it was the school principal who bought the TVs for the kids.
Sure.
You know, for the classrooms.
He's reselling it.
Yeah, I didn't know what's going on. All right, 704-570-9595. Let's try and get a little smile this morning. If someone stole your information, we know that sucks. But, like, what did they buy? And I had you going, like, what?
One of mine, the craziest ones, involved a gas station. And still today, I don't even know how it's possible they spent that much money. I'll tell you about it after Post Malone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
When I got my identity stolen and a guy spent almost, it was like 700 some dollars at a gas station. And I'm like, did he buy the whole store? Like, how do you spend so much money at a gas station?
Did he fuel 20 monster trucks?
Like, what? Was it like just free gas for a day and you just pulled up and he used my card? And I remember, I was like, I don't even know how it's even possible for him to have spent that much money.
You know, I don't think that you're alone, Roy, because like all the text messages we're getting, like a lot of them were at gas stations for like $500, $300, that kind of stuff. And it makes sense now because my bank account card that was compromised was actually our nanny's like gas card. Like I just put little amounts of money into that card so that she can get gas for the car.
They say that people have the ability to put swipe readers on those gas pumps, which is why you should never use your PIN number. You should always run your zip code, I've been told. Oh, dang, we lost line one.
Yeah, well, line one said they spent $65 at McDonald's. Same thing. How do you spend $65 at McDonald's? You buying everybody a meal?
What are you ordering?
When we have a full staff of interns and stuff here, we buy breakfast, it doesn't get to $65. It doesn't even get to close to that.
No.
No, $20 on the high end. This is Jack. Jack, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Your girlfriend had her identity stolen. What did the thief purchase with her identity?
So, yeah, she had it stolen and was expecting a package, and she got something unexpected. It was not one, not two, but three male part extenders. I don't know why anyone would need one, but two, and then maybe three in case the first two broke. I don't know.
Maybe they were triplets and they all needed help.
Yeah.
Can I just say, if I had to buy one of those, I think I'd hide my identity too. I think I'd steal someone else's identity to buy that.
Hi, Christine in Charlotte.
Hey,
Christine. What was the thing someone purchased with your identity?
It was $1,500 for e-cigarette store in a foreign country that the Wells Fargo attendant couldn't even pronounce.
Whoa.
Good time.
And so what a pain.
It is a pain.
Thanks, Christine.
You get international charges on top of that. Jeff and Charlotte, your identity got stolen. What was bought by the thieves?
Actually, two tickets at a train station in London, England, while I was here in Charlotte. And like Lorraine, my car was evidently cloned because they actually swiped the card there at the station.
The worst.
Maybe it was Meghan Markle's dad trying to get over to the wedding.
Trying to get in. Yeah.
No, it was way before that. It was about 10 years ago, but you know, same effect.
What a pain. Jeff, how hard was it for you to clean up? And then have you been safe again, knock on wood, for the last 10 years?
Yeah, I've been safe. And like I told the young lady earlier, I didn't have to jump through the hoops that Lorraine did. I mean, it was pretty cut and dry, but for about 2 or 3 weeks there, I was anxious, but they refunded the money and everything. And thank God for the last 10 years, Haven't had any problems.
Thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Any good text messages coming through, Lorraine?
Yes.
Real quick.
Somebody spent $500 on lingerie. People bought lottery tickets and booze. And then someone had a $20,000 purchase on their credit card for quote unquote personal entertainment in California.
Holy cow. You filthy people.
All right. Listen, we got to get to the dirty with Lorraine. What do you got coming up?
Yeah. So there is one company that is shelling out huge bucks for a commercial to have a star in it, and it is not a Super Bowl commercial.
Okay.
This is like $11 million, and I'll tell you, yeah, I'll tell you who it is coming up in the dirty.
All right. Well, before we get to the dirty, we also have your Jonas Brothers tickets, and that all comes your way in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.